Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's a privilege to be able to share with you a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. You know, it's been said that sometimes it is more important to ask the right question than to arrive at the right answer. That statement, I think, is true for the Christian as it relates to our attitude about life in general, and more specifically about our spirituality. We often find ourselves asking what is wrong with something as though we are defending the questionable, rather than asking what is right about it. In other words, God wants us to be focused on pleasing Him and doing what is right, knowing that if we do so, we will necessarily stay away from what is wrong. But many choose to live life on the edge of right and wrong, gaining just enough pleasure from the world's allures, yet attempting to remain free from sin's clutches, often in vain. I guess it's similar to the analogy of a cup being half empty or half full. God wants us to view our lives through the lens of pleasing Him in all that we do, rather than straddling the fence and defending our questionable decisions. And so this week we've asked, what is right with our thoughts? We've asked, what is right with our actions? Yesterday we asked, what is right with our speech? And today we ask, what is right with our worship? How can we worship God in a way that is totally and completely pleasing to Him? In John chapter 4, beginning in verse 23, Jesus says to the woman at the well, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth." Those who worship God must do so according to the truth, according to what's been revealed to us through the Spirit. And that is only found in the Word. So our worship, if we want to do it right, must be authorized by God in the New Testament. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 10, after Satan has offered to give Jesus all things, the kingdoms of the world and all their glory, if he will fall down and worship Satan, it says in verse 10, "Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.'" We must be completely devoted to God in worship, allowing nothing to come before him. Our worship must be completely devoted only to the God of heaven. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." The truest worship we can perform is to be totally committed to pleasing God. And when we worship Him, we must ask, what is right with our worship? How does God want us to worship? How can I worship in a way that will be pleasing to Him, and not necessarily just pleasing to me? In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 and 29, the Hebrew writer says, "Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe." God wants us to worship Him in an acceptable way, in the way He's told us to worship Him, and also to do so with reverence and awe, respecting who He is and what He has done for us. And in Psalms 103, verse 1, King David writes, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Our worship should be praise and adoration for the God of heaven, dwelling upon doing what is right and being pleasing to God. I thank you for listening this morning and each morning this week as we have discussed asking the right question in our spiritual lives. We invite you to worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ any opportunity you may have. May God bless you as you walk through life today.